That's correct. So Druid City Garden Project has decided to change its name to Schoolyard Roots. We did this because we think that Schoolyard Roots, the name, is going to help us better reflect our goal of bringing a garden to every school across the state of Alabama, including right here in Tuscaloosa City and County.
So tell us a little more about the gardens specifically. You know, what exactly do they offer the students involved?
Our dream is that one day there will be a teaching garden in every school across the state. We see gardens as being incredible tools to teach hands-on science and math. They're wonderful ways to connect kids to food and nutrition, to provide access to food in communities that may or may not have access to affordable, fresh, healthy food. And they're wonderful tools to get kids excited about learning. We see this every day in our programs, and it answers that age-old question of, when am I ever going to use this? Well, in our gardens, our kids use math. They apply science. They're not just learning a standard and applying it in a worksheet. They're actually seeing the application in a real-life situation and are able to run experiments in it. And that's really exciting for kids and for adults alike. We often find that a lot of our teachers are really energized by having a teaching garden at their school as well.
You know, I mentioned earlier that the experience of working in the gardens can also have an effect on people's eating habits. Can you talk a bit about that aspect of the program?
We had a teacher this last year who, she just started the garden program at the school. And when we started, she was the teacher in the room that said, sure, we can have the garden, but just so everyone knows, I don't eat anything green, ever. And I want to keep in mind that this teacher has five kids, her personal kids, all of whom have various allergies and are picky eaters. This teacher told us that she every morning eats a honey bun for breakfast. She won't even eat the cafeteria's food. She brings her own, you know, prepackaged food in, goes home, same kind of thing for her family. Well, for almost an entire year of the garden program, nothing really changed. She continued with her same eating habits. And at the very end of the school year, we had a cooking lesson where the kids made green smoothies. And that is a smoothie with, you know, mango and banana, but also kale or spinach or other garden, fresh garden produce that kind of turns the smoothie green. And she felt a little embarrassed because her kindergarten students were all willing to try this green smoothie. And here she was as their teacher, and she wasn't taking a bite. So she tried it, and it changed her world. She loved it. And now every single day, she makes a green smoothie for her entire family. And she is incorporating more fresh vegetables. Her cholesterol levels have gone down. Really, it's been a complete turn for her entire family. And we just see those and hear those kinds of stories all the time where nutrition and eating habits are changing once people can actually see what a fresh vegetable is supposed to taste like.
So I understand another aspect of the name change is that you're making your curriculum available to other schools outside the region. Can you talk about that?
We were generously supported by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama and the State Department of Agriculture to publish our curriculum digitally on our website, which is now schoolyardroots.org. And we didn't know what to expect when we first submitted it. You know, we know that we hear from teachers across Tuscaloosa and across the state who ask for our programs. So we felt that at least putting out the curriculum would help with one resource. Well, within 6 months, we had sold the curriculum to teachers from across the country, from as far away as Michigan, which to us, given the small amount of advertising that we were able to do as a small nonprofit based here in Tuscaloosa, we just felt was astounding and really showed the demand for this type of program, not only here in Tuscaloosa and in Alabama, but across this country.
So as your organization is evolving, how can people who are interested in what you're doing either learn more about it or get involved themselves?
Well, first and foremost, everyone can check out our social media pages on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram. To celebrate our new name, we're launching a lot of giveaways, so you can get some free merch and learn some gardening tips on there. But for folks that want to get a little deeper and more involved, check out our website at schoolyardroots.org, where you can find information on volunteering and other ways to contribute to the organization.
Lindsay, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.